It's 11 trivia questions on NBC hit sitcoms, as picked by Patreon subscriber Marissa Cuthbertson. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Happy holiday season. Thanksgiving is almost here, a week and a day from today. That is insane. I can't believe it. Flying through November, and then before you know it, Christmas will be here, and then we restart the whole thing. A lot of fun episodes coming up in the near future based on holiday festivities, including turkey trivia, Thanksgiving trivia, Christmas movie trivia. So be on the lookout for all of those. And if you want to hear some before I record the ones for this year, you can always search Trivia with Buds and then Christmas or Thanksgiving, and you should find some podcast episodes courtesy of Google. So there's 300 episodes on your podcast app. If you listen on Apple, it only goes back 300 episodes, but the show comes out every day and we've been doing it for almost 3 years. So if you go and you search on Google, you will find further episodes than the 300 that Apple allows you to listen to. So if you're looking to binge, you can always find the show at Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N. Go to Trivia with Buds Libsyn. Just search that and you can see the entire archives of the show. Today's episode is about NBC sitcoms, and this is a good one picked by Marissa Cuthbertson. Going through the Patreon pick category chart that I have set up, I need to add some more months in there so you guys can add new picks for the upcoming months and a few months that we've missed. But if you are a $5 Patreon member, you can pick any topic you want me to do at some point, and you could fill it in this nifty Excel chart that we have. So be on the lookout for that. If you're a new Patreon subscriber, I'll send you the link to that chart. Before we get into NBC trivia, I do have TV Seen It sitting on my desk here, so I'll read you a couple questions from a couple of cards to kind of warm you up for TV trivia. Here's your first one. What cop show featured an undercover cop named Tony, an informant friend named Rooster, and a cockatoo named Fred? I do not know this show, but maybe you do. I'll give you a second. And the answer was Beretta. Beretta, a show I'm not familiar with at all. Here's number two. What show added hyphen Arquette to all the cast members' names as a joke for one episode? What show added Arquette to all the cast members' names as a joke for one episode? The answer there was, of course, Friends. And if you love Friends, I'm doing a big Friends trivia event in Apple Valley, California at Off the Grid Brewing this Saturday night. About 35 tickets sold. Place holds about 50 or 60. So if you want those tickets, go to triviawithbuds.com and click the banner at the top for our big Friends Giving trivia night. Your last question for this little intro is fill in the blank. Wouldn't you like to be a blank too? Wouldn't you like to be a blank too? This is from a commercial jingle or slogan. Let's see if you can get that one. Wouldn't you like to be a blank too? The answer was Pepper, and that was for Dr. Pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper. All right, you're all nice and warmed up, and I need some warming up because it's raining in LA today. One of the only 3 days of the year it'll probably rain, but it's pretty cold. I'm going to put a sweatshirt on, and we're going to record these episodes on NBC sitcoms and more. So let's jump into 11 questions on those shows right now. Here we go. It's time for NBC sitcom trivia. Let's jump into question number one. On Cheers, Norm had a rocky marriage throughout the series. What was his wife's name? Question number one for NBC sitcoms. On Cheers, Norm had a rocky marriage throughout the series, but what was his wife's name? Number one. Question number two, what city was the setting for the hit show The Golden Girls? Number two, what city was the setting for the hit show The Golden Girls? Question number three, what beloved comedy ran from 1992 to 1999 and was set for a reboot by the end of the year starring married couple Paul and Jamie? Question number three, what beloved comedy ran from 92 to 99 and is set for a reboot by the end of the year starring married couple Paul and Jamie? Number three. Question number four, what veteran actor plays the role of Lenny, Jack's private investigator, on the show 30 Rock? Question four, what veteran actor plays the role of Lenny, Jack's private investigator, on the show 30 Rock? Number four. Question number five, what was the name of the cab company everyone worked for on the show Taxi? Question number five, what was the name of the cab company everyone worked for on Taxi? Question number six for NBC sitcom trivia. On the hot tub episode of Seinfeld, what is the name of the marathon runner that Jerry must go get to the race on time? Number six, on the hot tub episode of Seinfeld, what's the name of the marathon runner Jerry has to get to the race on time? Question number seven, on an episode of Silver Spoons, what 80s icon does Ricky's dad hire as his son's bodyguard? Is it Lou Ferrigno, Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Question number seven, on an episode of Silver Spoons, what 80s icon does Ricky's dad hire as his son's bodyguard? Is it Lou Ferrigno, Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Question number eight, in an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will loses his money and a car to a hustler, only to have Uncle Phil come out and out-hustle the hustler in a game of what? This is a great question. Question number eight, in an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will loses his money and his car to a hustler, only to have Uncle Phil come out and out-hustle the hustler in a game of what? Question number nine, what was the most successful spinoff in NBC sitcom history? Question number nine, what was the most successful spinoff in NBC sitcom history? Question number 10, what future Fox TV star played Screech's girlfriend Violet on Saved by the Bell? Question number 10, what future Fox TV star played Screech's girlfriend Violet on Saved by the Bell? And question number 11, your two-point bonus question. All these questions written by my brother Scott Buds, by the way. Great question, Scott. Monica briefly dates billionaire Pete Becker on the show Friends. Who plays the billionaire and what country does he take her to on their first date? Question number 11, Monica briefly dates billionaire Pete Becker on the show Friends. Who plays the billionaire and what country does he take her to on their first date? Those are all your questions for NBC sitcoms. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to NBC sitcoms. I have a random question that has nothing to do with anything, but I'm rubbing my eye while I record this. And if you listen to the show, I want to know if you wear contacts. Do you wear monthlies, weeklies? What do you do? Dailies? I just got dailies, and I've been wearing them for about 3 days each to make them last longer. Do you do that? Can you do that? Will something happen to me? Let me know in an email or a social media post at Ryan Buds. I read online, it says you could do it. It's like you could wear a pair of dailies up to a month. And I'm like, that can't be true. Because after 3 days, they really start to get kind of blurry. So I'm just looking for some quick sidebar notes from listeners of the show who wear contacts. Here we go with the answers to NBC sitcoms. Number one, on Cheers, Norm had a rocky marriage throughout the series. What was his wife's name? Her name was Vera. Always complaining about Vera. That's Norm on Cheers. Question number two, what city is the setting for the hit show The Golden Girls? That would be Miami for the girls. Number two, just read a fun fact about The Golden Girls that the B. Arthur's mom, the Estelle Getty character Sophia, was supposed to be a guest star every so often, and she tested so well with audiences, they were like, we got to have her be one of the main characters. So she was not going to be a Golden Girl. It's just going to be three of them, and then they added her in after the test screenings. Question number three, what beloved comedy ran from 92 to 99 and is set for a reboot by the end of the year starring married couple Paul and Jamie? That's Mad About You. I thought that already came out, the reboot. It's on some weird thing. It's like Spectrum TV or something. Sling? I don't know. Some very specific network has the Mad About You reboot, and I think it might be out, or maybe it is on its way. Number four, what veteran actor plays the role of Lenny, Jack's private investigator on the show 30 Rock? That's Steve Buscemi. Great, great actor, great character on that show. Steve Buscemi, the PI for Jack on 30 Rock. Number five, what was the name of the cab company everyone worked at on the show Taxi? Sunshine Cab. That is a tough question. Taxi is one of those shows that I think was on CBS, NBC, ABC, or a mix of all three at different times. Sunshine Cab. Number six, on the hot tub episode of Seinfeld, what is the name of the marathon runner that Jerry must go get to the race on time? That's Jean-Paul. He says, this son of a bitch is ice cold when he touches Kramer's hand. Number six. Number seven, on the episode of Silver Spoons, What 80s icon on an episode of Silver Spoons? What 80s icon does Ricky's dad hire as his son's bodyguard? Lou Ferrigno, Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, or Arnold Schwarzenegger? That would be Mr. T. Mr. T of movie and television fame. Mr. T shows up on Silver Spoons. I don't remember too much about that show, except it was Ricky Schroeder and Alfonso Ribeiro, and they were friends, and he used to ride a train around his house, and he had a phone in his dad's office that was like a duck. That's all I remember. Number 8, in the episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, in a certain episode of that show, Will loses his money to a hustler, only to have Uncle Phil come out hustler the hustle in a game of what? That would be pool or billiards. Pool or billiards. Great episode. Number 9, what was the most successful spinoff on NBC sitcom history? That would be Frasier. Ran for 10 seasons, almost just as long as the 11 seasons for Cheers. Or Cheers might have been 12, now that I think of it. But Frasier, spinoff of Cheers, very successful. Number 10, what future Fox TV star played Screech's girlfriend Violet on Saved by the Bell? That was Tori Spelling, Donna Martin from 90210. Her dad produced Saved by the Bell and 90210, so she had some work on both shows. And number 11, 2-point bonus, Monica briefly dates billionaire Pete Becker on the show Friends. Who plays the billionaire and what country does he take her to on their first date? That would be amazing director, writer, creator of The Mandalorian, Jon Favreau. What can't he do? And he takes her to France, and then he buys a ring. She thinks it's an engagement ring, but it's actually a UFC MMA ring, so he can get his butt kicked by some fighters. But that was Jon Favreau. All right, guys, that is your quiz for today. NBC sitcoms for Marissa Cuthbertson. Thank you, Marissa, for the great idea. And again, thanks to Scott Buds for those very fun questions. It's time for the question of the day. One more to go. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What color hat does Carmen Sandiego wear? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. That's an easy one, so I should get a lot of responses to that one. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Dude Ranch for the album from Blink-182 that features the song Damn It. And your trivia team name of the day is NBC sitcom inspired. It's Ted Danson, but you spell Danson D-A-N-C-I-N like you're going out dancing. Ted Danson. Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.